With the Western Conference Finals tied 1-1 and the series heading back to the Bay Area for Games 3 and 4 at Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warriors Sound Review starts with Stephen Curry's comments in the postgame after Game 2.
For the most part, it was just a frustrating night all the way around. They made some adjustments, got other guys involved, and they made plays. And that's kind of how a series like this is going to be. And game after game, it's going to be a chess match. And tonight, we just didn't make enough plays to stop the momentum in this building. And that was the difference in the game. You know, P.J. Tucker, Trevor Ariza, Eric Gordon, they stepped up tonight. So got to be ready for that kind of aggressiveness from them in game three. Keep doing what we're doing. We were just a step slow on our rotations and our switches. Guys got into the paint. I mean, we know their MO is isolation, trying to, you know, get dribble drives, get the ball in the paint. The difference between game one and game two is they were finding guys on the wings and corners, and they were knocking down shots. So we'll look at the film, obviously, to figure out where the kinks in the armor were. But, you know, it's just one of those nights where they knew that they had to do, and they did it. And we gotta respond with some more aggressiveness and more discipline on the defensive end.
This is what we heard afterward from the TNT Inside the NBA crew from their set inside the Toyota Center.
But I think the thing you have to understand, man, that was a fun game to watch. Like, when you get all those guys involved instead of guys just dribbling, that's fine for everybody. And what Mike touched on there, when you're involved in the game offensively, you play better defense. Like, when you play with a guy who just wants you to play defense, he gets all the shots, that ain't going to be a lot of fun.
That's not fun at all. And again, Chuck, you always make this point. I agree with you because I was, you know, once you play the game. The others play well at home, but you never give them a chance to die.
Yes.
And once you give them a chance, they hit a few shots.
Oh,
confidence.
Well, I disagree with one thing. I do believe that there was a strategic change.
Like, even though D'Antoni said there wasn't.
No, they're moving.
I'm just saying what I believe. I'm not saying that he doesn't have to agree with me. I'm just saying what I believe. I think strategically, Clint Capela had been the object of pick and roll and dive to the basket. Tonight, they said, you know what? We're going to open the floor up, and we're going to penetrate off the dribble, put 2 feet in the lane, and not utilize the pick and roll. The pick and roll caused them to think that they could be isolation because it was causing switches. And so then they would isolate, dribble for 20 minutes. I thought the floor was more open.
I don't think
they changed that?
I don't think it had anything to do with P.J. Tucker and Trevor Ariza. Like,
touching the ball.
That's why they touched it.
No. They asked for first of all, they played at a much
faster. Why did they touch it then?
They played at a much
because
faster pace.
Does it pass it to them?
No.
But that's how you play faster.
Hold on one second, Shaq. They played at a much faster pace. Like tonight, we talked about they had like 30, 40 plays where they shot with 4 seconds to go on the shot clock. I guarantee you, until late in the third, they didn't do that the first half when they got the big lead. They shot all those balls. Kenny, even on the plays you showed at halftime, they ran their play with 18 seconds to go and go back to game one. They didn't even start their play to 6 or 7 seconds to go. The faster pace opens up things for P.J. Tucker and Trevor Ariza on the fast break.
Finally, on NBA TV's Game Time, Matt Weiner, David Griffin, and Sam Mitchell had a Game 2 recap with a look ahead to Game 3.
Teams learned something about the level of effort and focus and energy required to win in this series during the two games in Houston, and now we're not only even, but both have a better sense of what it's going to take to move forward.
Yeah, I think Golden State realized that this Houston team wasn't a pushover like it was in Game 1. I think they got a little too comfortable and got very physical with Golden State, and to Golden State, to my amazement, they didn't respond. They kind of took a step back, started complaining to the officials. I expect to see a much tougher Golden State. You're going to see them be a little bit more physical in Game 2. And then you see Rockets have found their niche, and they now understand how they're going to have to play. Now, can they make the type of shots they made tonight, Griff? They made some tough shots. But if that ball is moving the way it was, if they can get Golden State in rotation, because, you know, I don't care how good a team you are, when you're chasing that basketball, there's not a team in the history of the game that can catch that basketball. So it's going to be interesting now to see what Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors do, because Houston has made their adjustment. Now it's time for the Warriors to.
It's interesting, Griff, you know, and maybe it's just human nature, but Steve seems at times exasperated by his team's lack of focus in certain situations. This is the Western Conference Finals. But you heard it in the first quarter interview when they turned it over seven times, were 0 of 7 from three-point range. He can't explain it sometimes that they have these lapses.
And he had that look in his face when he was watching from the bench in the first quarter. You could see he was, oh, boy, here we go again. I think the level of complacency they have is very much tied to the level of talent they know they have. And any time they've really shown up and played with their own requisite force and had appropriate fear, they've gotten the result they tend to want. And I thought it was really meaningful tonight when Steve Kerr said, that team won 65 games. They're damn good.
That's right.
And he keeps trying to send his team that message. Houston's so good that you can't let them start to feel themselves in this series. You know, one of the things when Golden State finally loses a game, you say, it bleeds, right? They're mortal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't let Houston win the next game, right? I mean, then you have a bunch of guys who've played at a really high level all year, who have very high expectations of themselves. They start to deliver on it. So I think Steve's exasperated because he knows what a dangerous game they're playing, no matter how talented they are.
Hey, Matt, you play 82 games to create habits, good or bad. And the thing that Steve Kerr is talking to his team about is, you know, they have some bad habits to start the season. And you don't want those bad habits of turnovers to creep back into a Western Conference Finals against a team that can make you pay, not with twos, but threes. If you turn the ball over against the Houston Rockets, they're going to turn them to 3 points. And they only made, what, 16, 17 tonight? But they're a team that can make 20, 25 threes if they get it rolling and you consistently turn the ball over. So Steve Kerr is on this team about habits, the good ones, but also the bad.
Sunday at Oracle Arena, it's Game 3 of this Western Conference Finals series. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.